Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Healthy Slide podcast series. My name is Nadia Isabel-Wuni, an intern at 37 Military Hospital, and I'm here with...
Prince Pechibwating. I'm also an intern at 37 Military Hospital and the CEO of Healthy Slide.
Ooh, fancy.
Chief Operations Officer.
Okay, so today we'll be discussing sickle cell disease. And Prince, you have something?
Yeah, I met this guy a week ago.
Okay.
And he had sickle cell disease, but didn't really understand his signs and symptoms. He didn't understand why he had yellow eyes, he had pains in his joints and had to go to the hospital.
That's actually interesting, because there are so many people who have sickle cell disease and they don't understand what's...
Especially in Africa.
Exactly. And I have a personal experience with that. So I have a cousin who died of sickle cell disease. May his soul rest in peace.
How old was he?
He was 25. He died at a very young age. And it was a very traumatic experience for all of us at home.
Yeah.
So that led me to actually read more about sickle cell and the need to enlighten the public about it. And everyone needs to understand its importance and how it affects our lives.
That's true. That's true.
So,
but it looks like a thing in Africa, because one out of every 365 black child is born with sickle cell disease.
That's interesting.
And like Tanzania records the highest amount in Africa. It could reach about 11,000 births each year.
That's a lot.
And you know, like... kids without appropriate intervention lose their life before 10 years.
10 years?
Yeah. And the stats goes like 50 to 90% of those kids lose their life before 10 years.
That's really interesting. Yeah. But also in Ghana, you know, over the years, like we have so many diseases like tetanus, polio, that measles that have been getting better because of awareness and stuff like that. But when it comes to sickle cell, it seems like it's not... reducing, the numbers are not reducing as much, because 30% of the Ghanaian population carry the sickle cell trait.
Wow, 30% is quite a huge number.
Yeah, that's like one in every three Ghanaian people have sickle cell disease.
You know, and I think about 7% of the world's population carry a defective globulin gene. That's like, wow.
That's like the whole of North America.
Wow, out of the world.
Yeah, out of the world.
Like a whole continent.
Okay, so I think it's important for us to dive right into it and then discuss sickle cell disease.
Okay.
Okay, so what is sickle cell disease?
Well, sickle cell disease is basically a group of inherited blood disorders caused by an abnormal globulin gene.
Okay.
So this globulin gene is supposed to help make up hemoglobin. And hemoglobin is supposed to be carrying oxygen from our lungs to the tissues,
which is very important
for respiration and things like that.
So
if this gene is defected, we can't really
carry oxygen to the parts of the body that oxygen needs to get to.
Exactly. And with the symptoms and how patients present, these sickle shaped red blood cells could get clogged in your joints and cause a lot of pain. They could also get clogged in your spleen. Your spleen, which is supposed to help with fighting infections, gets decreased amount of oxygen in terms of blood. So the spleen itself kind of get destroyed. So you lose your immunity.
And that's how people get infections.
Exactly.
And I think it's also very interesting because, as you said, the hemoglobin that carries oxygen. So when there's a defect, it causes the red blood cell shape to change, and it looks like a sickle. That's how it's called sickle. So I find that very interesting. And we know the sickle is that tool used for cutting down cocoa and
things like that. Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the signs and symptoms, as you were saying, people have infections because of the spleen right now is not working as well as it should be.
Yeah, and the characteristic yellow eyes.
Right.
Associated with like...
the jaundice.
Yeah, when your red blood cells break down excessively at great amounts.
Which causes anemia.
Exactly, exactly. Because your normal red blood cell should take 120 days, right?
Yes.
But when you have sickle cell, it kind of lives like shorter. So like 10 to... 20 days.
Yeah, 20 days.
Yeah, so there's increased risk of breakdown of your red blood cells. Mm. So the result leads to this yellow pigmentation called bilirubin, which could accumulate in your eyes.
And also the urine.
Yeah, exactly.
Very interesting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's why my friend didn't really understand why he had yellowish eyes.
Yeah. I think medicine is so interesting and fascinating, because once you understand the basis of everything, it brings more understanding to the problems that you're facing and everything.
Exactly. That's why these patients need to be hydrated. They should be able to eat well to prevent infections, petty infections that could,
Yeah, hydration is very, very important. Okay, so there are types, right? You're going to enlighten us on the types of the hemoglobin defects.
Okay, basically, there are variants of sickle cell. Okay, so you can have HBS and HBC, HBE, which are the most common ones. Then we also have a normal hemoglobin gene associated with a thalassemia, because basically you should inherit two genes from your parents.
All right.
Okay. With these two genes should make up your hemoglobin gene. Okay. So if one gene is normal and the other is defected, having a sickling HBS gene, then you'll be an AS patient. So basically you're a sickle cell carrier. Okay. But if both parents give you the HBS, then you become a sickling patient, because you become HBSS.
Okay, so let's break this down so it's more understandable.
Okay.
So what if a father has the sickle cell trait, that means he's a carrier, and the mother is normal? What does that have to say for the child?
Okay, with this, it means there will be a 1 out of 4 probability in each child that they bear, each child, 1 out of 4 probability that child will have a sickling trait. Okay, that child will be a carrier.
Okay.
Then 3 out of 4 that the child will be normal. A normal child.
Okay, so, and then what if both parents are carriers?
Okay, with this one, there are 3 probabilities, okay? There'll be a 1 out of 4 probability that this child will have sickle cell anemia.
Okay, so the child will be a sickler.
Exactly, which is 25%. Mm-hmm. And there'll be a 50% chance, or 2 out of 4 probability, that this child will be a carrier, that particular child, okay? And there's another 1 out of 4, 25% chance that this child will be very normal.
Yeah.
It'll be a normal, won't be a carrier, won't have sickle cell anemia.
All right, but despite these statistics, what I've noticed during my rotation at 37, the pediatrics department to be specific, is that you might think that 1 out of 4 chance of you getting a child with sickle cell anemia is small, but then I've realized that most of the people who come in...
Yeah, I think I have to. Realized that.
Like, most of the children are sickle cell anemic patients. So you might think 1 out of 4 is too little, but then you tend to get more of that
little chance
than the normal kids in
so
the
So, like, the statistics tend to give you hope.
Yes.
Then you get into it, then you become hopeless. No.
Right.
So you really need to think twice about this.
Okay, so as we proceed, we're going to try to go through some myths about sickle cell. But before that, there's this whole sickle cell malaria hypothesis thing.
Yeah. Okay. Basically, carriers of the sickle cell trait have some resistance to the often fatal malaria caused by the Plasmodium falciparum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this property explains the distribution and persistence of this gene in such population, especially malaria endemic areas.
Right. So there's this there's a sickle cell belt that runs
Sub-Saharan,
right? And this whole thing about sickle cell and malaria is because, you know, malaria is a very deadly disease.
Exactly.
And it's been with us for a very long time. And so as nature's form of evolution, trying to prevent us from dying,
form all
dying
of natural selection.
Right, of all dying from this disease. That's how come the whole genetic mutation thing came about.
Yeah.
So as a form of evolution, the body tries to prevent itself from getting this malaria disease. So what happens is that genetically there was a mutation going on, and that is how come you have this genetic disease, which is known as sickle cell. So you realize that most people who have sickle cell, especially sub-Saharan, they don't get malaria because the malaria parasite cannot live in the red blood cell, because as we said earlier, it's sickle shaped, so it's not comfortable for them to live in. So most people who have the
That's true. Because the statistics prove it. And that's the coming about of this hypothesis.
Yeah, so according to Medscape, as you said earlier, that's where this whole hypothesis came about.
Yeah.
Right, so let's just jump into the myths. So I'm going to read a couple of myths and then you're going to tell us if it's true or not.
Okay.
So basically, myths are like ideas or stories that are believed by so many people to be true, but they are not true. So we're just going to go through them.
Okay.
Okay, so the first one is, I'm just going to read through them. I cannot have children with sickle cell because I do not have sickle cell, and no one in my family does either. What do you have to say about that, Prince?
Well, that is true to an extent, but not completely true. Because if one parent is a carrier, there'll be a 1 out of 4 probability that that child that they are bearing will have a sickling trait. Okay, that means that child will be AS. But you never know the combination in subsequent generations.
Yeah.
Okay, so there may be generations that don't have sickle cell, but further down the line, there could be this AS.
Yeah, so the fact that they're asymptomatic, they don't have symptoms, doesn't mean that they don't
doesn't
have...
Doesn't mean that, exactly.
Okay, so moving on to the next one. So if both parents are carriers, if they have 4 children, only 1 out of them will be sick.
Exactly.
Is that true or...
No, hold on. That's not true.
Yeah, so if you have 4 children, it doesn't mean only one of them is going to be...
The thing is, it's a probability of one child, okay? Each child you're bearing, the probability is 4. So there'll be a 1 out of 4 probability for the child that you are having at that instant.
Okay, so we get that. So the next one is, sickle cell disease is a communicable disease.
Wow. People say that... Like it can be transferred from one person to another. How is that even possible? It's not like a bacteria infection or anyway. But sickle cell can't be transmitted to one person. It can't be, it's not communicable.
Okay.
This is a genetic disease. Okay. So it comes together when your genes from the father and the mother come together and exchange traits. Okay, then you get sickle cell disease.
Yeah, but it's not a sexually transmitted disease.
No. Sexually transmitted. Well, it's true. Okay,
that's just a joke. Okay, so moving on. Sickle cell disease patients are drug addicts. That's interesting.
Wow. People think... this world.
I think I can understand where they're coming from.
Is it because of the drugs?
Yeah, because they go through so much pain, so they usually take opioids to help calm the pain.
Yeah, that's true.
And most of these drugs are actually addictive, so...
Yeah, that's true. So people tend to...
Sickle cell patients are not addicts.
No, they are not addicts.
Okay, sickle cell disease patients do not grow to adulthood.
Oh, that's not true. Especially now with modern interventions and drugs. Mm-hmm. People with sickle cell disease live past 65, 70.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
That's really true because like my cousin, I think his problem was because he didn't really get the optimum care that he needed and at his time. Most of these advanced drugs that have come now were not available for him then, so... All right, and also sickle cell disease patients are mentally challenged.
Mentally challenged?
Yeah.
Why would they say that?
I have no idea.
Mentally challenged. Wow. Well, no. Sickle cell is not a brain degenerating disorder. It's not a neurodegenerative disorder. It doesn't have anything to do with your brain.
Most of them are actually intelligent.
Yeah, it's just... Exactly. It's just a hemoglobin defect that... destroys how oxygen is transported to tissues.
And there is no cure for sickle cell disease.
Well, with these days, there are so many cures.
Yeah.
You could do a bone marrow transplant. You could be on hydroxyurea. There are so many cures. There are so many things you can do.
So speaking of cures, I think we should just proceed to how sickle cell is actually treated, managed, how it can be cured and all of that.
Okay, so... With sickle cell disease, usually patients present with acute pain, okay? They come with joint pain, they come with chest pain and things like that. So with that, we have to relieve the pain.
Right.
Okay, so when we realize that this pain is caused by a sickling RBC clogged within your blood vessels, then we have to give you a lot of fluids to try and flush these clogged RBCs out.
Okay.
Usually patients also present with acute chest syndrome, osteomyelitis.
What is acute chest syndrome?
Okay, basically that's a syndrome which includes chest pain, fever, and things like that as a result of the sickling RBC clogged within your lung tissues.
Yeah, so with this,
we'll have to treat the person with antibiotics, try and get the person ventilated to be able to breathe properly. We have to give pain medications to relieve all these signs and symptoms.
Yeah.
And try and give this hydroxyurea medication to try and decrease the amount of defected hemoglobin gene that the person's bone marrow produces.
Yes, this hydroxyurea is actually like a miracle drug because it really helps the patients to prevent, as you said right now, formation of the bad gene.
Yeah. Exactly.
So it helps them to have longer time without having the crisis, so they don't go through so many pain crises as often as they do.
Yeah.
And there's also the bone marrow transplant. That's actually a cure.
Yeah, exactly.
Because these other ones we've spoken about are just ways to manage the problems that they come with.
Yeah.
So for the bone marrow transplant, so basically we know that our red blood cells are formed in our bone marrow. And so when you actually do the transplant, so you take away the source or the powerhouse where the red blood cells are being formed.
Yes.
You give
new
powerhouse.
Yeah.
So it produces red blood cells that don't have this defect. So subsequently, all the red blood cells that will be produced would not have the defect.
Exactly.
And then,
and I think earlier on I spoke about how sickle cell causes you to lose your immunity because it destroys the spleen.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why we tend to give antibiotics because they make people prone to bacterial infections, prone to pneumonia.
And we also forgot to talk about
like
blood transfusion because people come in anemic, so
that's
we
true.
Have to transfuse some blood to help them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so now about preventive measures.
Right, so it's important that people who have the sickle cell anemia actually put some measures in place to prevent themselves from getting crisis as often.
Yeah, that's true. These patients should eat properly.
Exactly, eat properly,
you should eat 3 times a day. You shouldn't allow yourself to be hungry. You shouldn't get dehydrated. You should drink a lot of water. Yeah, that you should always be in a good mood. You always feel good. Don't like stress yourself too much. Don't exercise too much. Don't strain yourself too much.
Right.
You need enough sleep. You need to be on your medications, your folic acids. Don't play with those things.
Hydroxyurea, take that.
Yeah, exactly.
Also.
Exactly.
And also, one thing which is also important is the sickle cell clinics. So anyone who has sickle cell must attend a sickle cell clinic at any hospital, whether it's Kolebu or 37 or any hospital to find themselves, just for regular checkups to make sure that everything is fine and they don't wait till they are having a serious crisis before they make their way to the hospital.
Yeah, exactly. And I think mothers should also make sure their children become immunized.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This prevents serious diseases from
occurring
and stuff like that. Especially when the flu season comes, they should make sure they have the flu shots to prevent them from getting it, and some complications of sickle cell as well. Right, so there's also acute chest syndrome, as you mentioned earlier, which is the leading cause of death in sickle cell disease. They can have liver complications, as we said, increased risk of infections
because of their splenic dysfunction.
Right, so decreased immunity, as we mentioned.
They have eye
earlier.
Problems easily. They could easily get jaundice and get gallstones.
Right.
Even avascular necrosis of their femur, their thigh bones.
That's true. And also retarded growth. So most children don't actually grow properly. So you find that they have some developmental delays.
And there's an increased risk of stroke and joint problems as well.
True. The stroke thing is actually a serious thing because you have little children who develop stroke because it's the same thing with the blood clots occurring in the brain.
So one more thing, painful erection.
Right, priapism.
Okay, so basically, erection is as a result of increased blood within your penis. Here, when your red blood cell is sickled, it could block the return of blood from the penis to relieve erection. So there's continuous erection, and it's usually associated with a lot of pain. Yeah, and this is really dangerous.
Yes, and this is actually really serious because and it requires immediate medical attention.
Exactly.
Because if it continues for long, you can have infertility problems later in the future. So it's actually a very serious complication of sickle cell.
Okay.
Right, so
looks like we are almost done.
Right, and In summary, sickle cell disease is something which is common. It's here with us.
Especially in Africa.
Right. Affecting black people and mostly African Americans. And it's something that I feel like we should take into consideration, especially when young people are trying to get married.
Yeah,
it's
that's
important
true.
To know your status.
That's true.
If you are both sickle cell traits, you need a doctor and a counselor to advise on how to proceed with the
no
with
chances.
The
don't take chances.
Exactly, because at the end of the day, you put not only your child's life at
in
stake,
jeopardy.
Yeah, right. But yours as well, because financially and mentally and emotionally, I know people who have to stop work to stay at home to take care of their
true.
Children. It's actually
I know people who have lost their jobs because of catering for their children.
Exactly.
That are sickening.
And all the medical hospital visits, money.
Exactly.
It's a very huge problem.
Yeah. So thank you guys. We hope you guys have learned a lot from this.
Yeah.
We pray that you guys get in touch. You guys come, send your questions. We are hoping to receive more things from you guys.
Yes, and if you have any questions, we can address it in the next episode.
Okay.
Any of the other things that she wants us to talk about, some things that we missed.
Let us know.
Yes, we are always ready to dive deeper into this topic because it's of utmost importance to us.
Okay. Thank you from
Thank
Healthy
you.
Slide. Bye.
Bye.